Heyo, welcome to Mostly Max and Other Things. This is the aforementioned Max. Please excuse my voice. It is sounding like it is giving Bobby Brady going through puberty today. I have no idea why, but you know, it doesn't take much. Anyhooser, happy September, guys. You know what that means. It's time for some pumpkin spice everything. Now, I understand the hate and the, you know, oh, it's for basics. It's time for them to put it in their knee-high boots and their... Yes, that's exactly what the fuck it means. It means that I went down to the Starbucks today and got myself my first PSL of the season. And I got the cold brew because if you know, you know. That cold brew pumpkin cream joint is where it's at. Any hooser, I don't care about your judgment. I'm going to have all the PSL this season and you can die mad. Any hooser, I hope everyone is staying safe because we're still in a plague, guys. I say it every week, but everybody's acting like we're not. And it's really off-putting. But we are. So I hope everybody's staying clean, staying healthy, and doing what they need to do to end up unplagued. Any hooser, let's get into the bullshit this week. So, Mayor Clown Shoes and his chief of crime control, whatever the fuck that is, are going to a very old well, claiming that they're investigating 1,000 people for shootings and shit. That's some very, very McCarthy-esque type shit. If you are a student of history, you will remember that one of the ways that people get over with lying to your fucking face is by throwing some random goddamn number out and saying, we're doing this thing. It's the thing that I call Costanza-ing, where lots of energy, lots of big chat, no actual action. But allegedly of these thousand, it's just this thousand people that they're investigating for shooting that shit. And that it's mostly 16 and 17 year olds doing it. So you know what that means. Stop and frisk 2.0 soon come. And all your children are about to be a whole new generation of young people are going to be traumatized by over-policing. So hold on to your butts. Giuliani 2.0 is in the building. When he's not in the building at the opening of an envelope, because apparently we elected a fucking club promoter instead of an actual mayor. Like, he likes the position, but like not the work. So it's like, let me do these photo ops and say incendiary shit and, you know, flail my hands around and pretend to be aggrieved and pretend that we're going to hold the cops accountable for anything and ultimately do stugats. So that's the brand. And I can't wait till we undo this fucking huge goddamn mistake, because we really could have had a smart lady. But, you know, people don't like smart ladies or black ladies. So, yeah. Anywho's there. Another horrible fucking bullshit. Jackson, Mississippi is going through a water crisis. They've been in crisis for years now. It first got on most people's radars for people who didn't live there in 2014 when they were like, yeah, they about to be the new Flint. Flint is almost done rehabbing their shit. And it's been over 8 years for them. And in Jackson, Mississippi, they've been under a boil water notice for forever, it seems. And now they don't have enough water to wash, cook, or clean with, or even put out fires, because they were in the midst of, I think, a rainstorm overwhelmed their river or something like that. And it just basically poisoned everything. So it's just sludgy, dirty, gross, poopy water. And people are paying taxes to live in this place and they can't wash their butts. They can't drink the water. They can't do anything. And their garbage monster of a governor, Tate Reeves, has been doing fuck all. So now it's gone national. And now he's pretending to do something with his negligent hoe ass. But you can guess why This is the way it is. Jackson is 83% black. And can you imagine anywhere else in any other part of the world where a capital city has people in it who can't get potable water? So anyway, Shitbag McGee up in the state house made sure he got water, though. Had a nice big old truck parked outside his shit. So he's going to be able to get all the potable water he can get to. Meanwhile, the people who are paying to live in these places and fucking paying taxes and not getting a return on their investment, this fucking wallaby got up somewhere recently and was like, well, you know, it's because people haven't paid their water bill. Would you pay your fucking water bill if you had no water? What am I fucking paying for? Like, it was the same shit in Flint. It was the same excuse, the same thing with the piece of shit that was the governor at the time there. You know, gassing people up about what the issue was and why it was, even though they created the situation, which is the same thing that's happening in Jackson. And of course, you know, any student of history knows whenever white folks are forced to level the playing field in any way, shape, or form, they take their ball and go home. And that's what happened in Jackson. And when the people who live in Jackson decided that they would vote for themselves and put black folks to run shit, the Yacoubians immediately did the thing that they do, which is to say, you know, the reason why things are fucked up over there, black leadership, they're inept, which is just on brand, but we all know better. So finally, the piece of shit that's in the state house finally declared a state of emergency. The feds are coming in. They ran out of water to give people. So now the feds are coming in to distribute water. People on the ground have been taking matters into their own hands. There's a young sister who is in college who's been coordinating efforts. I'm going to share her Twitter thread in the show notes. Put some money on these folks. Put money, always, as I always say, put money on the people on the ground. I don't even think the Red Cross is there doing anything, which is just as well, because scams. So I'll give you links. You guys can put some money on it. Put some respect on Jackson, put some respect on Mississippi, and put some money on it, because we ain't got nobody but us, ultimately. So, oh, did I mention that they got long fucking money from the infrastructure bill that passed last year? $4+ billion. $1 billion is what it takes to fix this problem, but they got $4 billion. Whatever happened to that money? Well, apparently there's a whole welfare scam going on with that big-headed dude who used to play for the Packers. Was it the Packers? Green Bay? Brett Favre. He's been questioned by the feds about stealing welfare money. Money that could have gone to the folks who live there, because a lot of people in that part of the world live under the poverty line, and that is not an accident, because it is not a glitch. It is a feature of the system. And maybe that's where some of that infrastructure money went to. I'm certain we'll find out soon enough. Yeah, anyway, put some money on them. I'm going to give you the links, and y'all going to do that. You should. Whoever's listening to the sound of my voice. So there's that. Racism gone racism. In terms of bigots in Rat King news, the Rat King petitioned for a special master to investigate the feds pulling up to the gilded hovel. And the court was like, nah, not just nah, hell nah. The feds presented pictures of all the shit they took out of there, and it was mad intel from spy planes and shit, which blows away the defense that the stuff that he had wasn't that serious. Was I not supposed to do that? Like, he's using the Urkel defense. Like, I didn't know any better. Man's absolutely leaked all that shit. You know he leaked that shit to the highest bidder, especially when he saw the way the wind was blowing and his ass wasn't going to be able to scam his way back to the White House, because he lives in an alternate reality that the rest of us don't live in. And it is supported by other people who also live in that alternate reality. Anyway, mad informants have gone ghost since man's had them classified joints, which is probably, you can guess, a lot of people got sent to the Fade for helping with our intelligence efforts in certain countries. So yeah, so That leads me to question, as I do all the time, when are they going to lock this Jabba the Hutt ass bitch up? Well, the feds have nicely informed us not anytime soon, because they ain't gonna do shit until after the election. Mind you, this fucking wallaby is not on anybody's fucking ballot, not in the physical anyway, but he's always top of mind, obviously, even at the DOJ. Like, I cannot imagine, can you imagine if, let's say, Barack Obama decided to play himself like this and decided, we gonna take all the fucking confidential shit out of this hoe and take it to the vineyard or wherever, whatever Negro rich people place. And we just gonna have that in the basement. And the feds had to pull up and take it. You already know that it would have been people on zip lines, tactical gear, a perp walk. Everybody in the house would have got taken to the jail. Mans would have been in jail all right now. Just facts. We know this. I mean, it's kind of played doing the whole, well, if it was Obama, it wouldn't. But you still got to marvel at it. Because really, even Clinton might have saw some time for this shit. Because they're still obsessed about her fucking emails. You know that fucking stupid wallaby said that they was looking for Russiagate stuff in his house and they were still investigating her emails when they kicked in the door waving the 4-4 to hear him tell it? They're all living in a fucking fantasy world and like we're all the worse for it. And the fact that the media keeps playing these gotta hear both sides ass fucking games is just doing a disservice to all of us. And like, it keeps feeding this fucking monster and I'm fucking sick of it. And that's just it. And I wish everybody wasn't so fucking buns. Just pull the trigger, man. He's not even in office. Like, what is your fucking malfunction? Like, you got the bitch dead to rights a billion times over. Like, this is, if you wanted to just do the start to get him out the paint, you could. But again, people don't have the fucking will. Or maybe I'm not giving it enough. Maybe they'd have more shit that they want to make sure they consolidate. Because the fact that they ran up in the house at all was like, you know, they had to have like super amounts of everything, all the ducks in a row, all the T's crossed and the I's dotted before they could pull up at the hovel to get into the boys' things. And I love how it's like the aggrievement, the victimization. No one else gets treated like this. Why is everyone so mean to me? He's just, oh, it's like, it's either braggadocio or fucking woe is me, bitch. Is it Uchiwali or One Mic, you fucking hoe? Like, because I'm over it. Like, pick your fucking struggle, fatty. Anyway, fuck him. In other fuck him news, Sarah Palin's dumbass lost the Alaska special election. I'm not even high. But she lost this special election to fill the seat of a wing who'd been in the seat for a dog's age who had the decency to die and leave the seat open. And she lost to a Democrat. And it wasn't so much that, I mean, people want to downplay it. There's two things in play. Like, that seat has been in like GOP hands for like 50 years. And it just took Sarah Palin's stupid ass for Cass to flip it because they were like, we not for that, but we not for that bitch neither. Because they had her as governor. Can you imagine? She's a dummy. That bitch was a governor. Anything is possible, kids. But anyway, her stupid ass fucking lost and she does not understand how ranked voting works because that's what they used for this election, I think, for the first time. And it got her the fuck up out of there. And this new Democratic Congresswoman-elect, Mary Pottola, sent her stupid ass on her way, and you love to see it. I don't go up too much for anything having to do with anybody, but it's nice to see a dumb bitch get sent to the door. Like, she's a fucking clown car of foolery, and can you just imagine her and that set of carnival barkers would have got together that barber girl and that fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene and that stupid bitch. It would have been a stupid bitch brigade, and it would have just been fucking terrible. And they would have sucked the air out of every room. Every time there was a State of the Union, these stupid bitches would be like hooting like a bunch of dumb horses or whatever in the back, like stupid whores. Anyway, that's not going to happen. It's just going to be two dumb bitches in there for now. So yeah, that's a good thing. In other good news, a former NP, God, I can't speak today. A former NYPD cat got the longest sentence so far in the history of these people getting sent to the Bing for fucking around and finding out on January 6th. He got 10 years from mollywopping a cop at the Capitol. A cop whooping the ass of a cop. Anyway, man said he was hoodwinked, led astray, run amok by the Rat King, and begged for leniency because I have PTSD. PTSD. I have PTSD from being a cop in the Bronx. That's what he says. I saw some terrible shit. Please have mercy on me. I was led astray. The feds wanted 17 years. The judge was like, take your ass in these 10 years. But here's the gag, though. They had let my mans out on 24-hour home whatever the fuck. Again, is it Uchiwali or is it One Mike? Are we doing treason and getting punished, or are we sort of getting punished? Because, like, what are we fucking doing? Man's wanted time served and to go home. And he got to go home. Like, they let him out to probably cut that anklet off and run. Because I don't know. It's insane. Anyway, fuck him and fuck whoever else comes down the pike. And I feel like everybody should have gotten a minimum of 10 years. But anyway, there was footage of him busting everything up and slapping up this cop and like really taking man's down to the ground and snatching off his gas mask and doing all this shit. He earned it. Fuck him. Good riddance to bad rubbish. He probably won't get, they'll probably be like, time served and good behavior. And he'll probably not really do that 10 years anyway, because everybody didn't really, it felt like nobody really got punished. Like, you see the top line shit, but it feels like nobody really is getting punished in any real way, because they're still kind of like baby shit with it. Anyway, I could give a fuck about him. He earned every single bit of those years, and I hope he actually serves them all. So that is it in fuck shit this week. And this week on the pod, I do not have a guest. I know. But I do have an awesome guest coming up soon and others waiting in the pipeline. I promise. So let's get in to these key takeaways. This week's key takeaway is goats are gonna goat. And by that, I'm talking about Serena Williams. Venus too, actually. This week, Serena Williams is competing in her final U.S. Open before she goes off and does whatever rich fly bitch shit she wants to do. she's earned it. My favorite thing is that the Blancos will forever be sick over her existence. Her and Venus's existence in the zeitgeist, in history, in tennis history, period. Those women have eaten so much shit so that the new girls know exactly what to expect, because unfortunately it will be different for them because of the work that Venus and Serena put in. But, you know, the game never really changes, literally and figuratively. So they know what to get. And I was watching the lead up to the doubles match that they're playing right now, actually, as I'm recording. I'm going to go back and watch the rest of it. But the coded language, guys, oh, they're so intimidating. They were called intimidating no less than 20 times in that 10 minutes or whatever leading up to them getting onto the court. Oh, yes, I've played them before. They're very intimidating. The energy, the power. Yeah, the power. Be afraid, motherfucker. You should be afraid because they don't play with you, motherfuckers. They don't come there to just be cute. They gonna come and they gonna bust your shit and you sick over it. And I love it. And I love it like cooked food. And now they have the young girls coming up to bust your shit some more. And I love it. I mean, it's amazing. It's just like, I feel like I want to watch the match with like the television muted because it's nothing but coded language for the whole shit. It's wild to me. But anyway, despite all of that, they've given us so much. They've given fashion. They've given us swag. I mean, Serena crip walked so the girls can fly. You know what I'm saying? anyway, just the troll worthiness of them being in this space where people did not believe that they belonged and taking that motherfucker over. It's just choice. And I thought it was extra cute that yesterday when Serena washed a 26-year-old second seed girl. 26. Serena, 40 years old. Let me tell you something. I'm not 40 years old. I am well into my 40s. And I know I can't wash no 26 years old. I cannot wash a 26-year-old in anything. Except maybe snarkiness. Maybe alcohol. I have a solid constitution. Anyway. Maybe weed. She watched this girl and everybody was there to watch, including another goat. I mean, he's problematic, but there's no denying him either. Tiger Woods was in the stands with Venus watching. He was Venus's guest. So like I said, goat's gonna goat. You know what I'm saying? He's problematic, but the boy made them sick and vomiting. He had them in the corners just doubled over sick. And it's just, I mean, you know, he's Calabanesian, but you know. He still sort of counts. Anyway, like I said, they've given us so much. And Serena's the GOAT. And no matter how many times they've tried to stick them pages of history together, ain't no denying that girl. And salute to that sister. The game is going to be slightly less popping without her. But, you know, there's other girls coming up behind her to pick up where she left off. And Venus is still in it. You know, she comes through, you know, I'm pretty certain at this moment they're washing the girls. They playing with some Czechoslovakian chicks. Like one of them is like 17 and, you know, the girls be paying attention. There's other chicks out there modeling their vibe or trying to. But, you know, you can't beat the real thing. And like I said, the game's going to be slightly less swaggy without her. But she's earned her rest and mama could do whatever the hell she want. Matter of fact, let me go look for my Serena's the Goat t-shirt. That might got to get pulled out this weekend. Anywhoza, that is it for this week in Mostly Max and Other Things. As always, keep washing your hands, keep wearing your masks, keep act like, look, I get it. You know, Cass is out there masks and shit. You feel like the outlier, a little bit crazy when you're in the spot and there's a whole bunch of nutter butters around you with no mask on, breathing all deep and shit. And like, just be the outlier, honey, because it's going to be real this winter. That's all I'm saying. So get you some of that Microban, get you some of that Lysol, get you some of them wipes. Spray your stuff, spray them packages, spray your house, spray your kids, spray your dog, spray your man. And as always, take care of yourself and keep taking care of others. And I'll be back next week.